It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A recall election and filling a vacant seat are on the agenda for the Palmer Lake Board of Trustees this evening. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The board will review potential candidates seeking to fill the seat vacated by Dennis Stern when he resigned and was then appointed to fulfill the mayor's term. The board is also set to consider details for a special election in September featuring a recall effort for two other board members. Some say the town could coordinate with the county to put the issue on the ballot in November at a fraction of the cost. The board has been in the hot seat for months now as it considers annexing land for a massive Buc-ee's travel center. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The workshop begins at 5 p.m. today. Boulder County mosquitoes have tested positive for the West Nile virus. So far, the county has seen low numbers, but expects that to change. People are urged to drain standing water around your house, use screens on doors and windows, and cut down on outdoor time during peak mosquito hours at dawn and dusk. Mosquito season in Colorado typically lasts from late April through mid-October, ending with the first fall freeze. Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jonic has delayed contract extension talks until next summer. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Jokic could have begun negotiations for a new contract on Tuesday, but sources say the three-time MVP would be eligible for an extension of 4 years and an additional $80 million by putting talks off until next summer. He has at least 2 years left on his current Supermax deal. Jokic is coming off another historic season where he became only the third player in NBA history to average a triple-double. He finished runner-up to Oklahoma City's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for league MVP. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.